Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
609ers, you got a new month, but you know what? You still got to move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it. Move it. Move it. Move
it. M&M.
Show the phones. Who is this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Rainwater is probably his nice leather do not disturb sign on his door. Now, go back to bed.
Damn it. Okay.
Shut Jerry.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like you that.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
Working on a T-bone steak on
the table.
It's mayonnaise.
When the pilot told us in 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down, he's a taxi to the terminal zone.
No, that's Susan.
That's Susan.
Los Angeles!
Nancy's the turkey.
Yeah, that's right. Let's even know.
There's Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. That's a headbanger.
You know what?
Right,
I should maybe just start bringing out one of my guitars and just start jamming in
the air guitar.
You know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to be entertaining one of my grandsons, and I'm going to get out my guitar, and I'm going to go on YouTube and try to learn. I'm not kidding.
Stop, yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm doing it.
But we beat those Texas Longhorns. We beat them at their place last night.
Pick them horns.
Back to the finish. Carry on with all your might. Oh, it's A-R-K-N-S-E-S for Arkansas. Fight on.
Yeah, thank you, Sal.
Yeah.
Nothing better than to wake up anywhere and having beat the Texas Longhorns at their place, number 5. Was the final 2-0? Was that the final? I think it's, you know what? Let me see here. Pay attention to this darn score. It's 2-0. Yeah,
right?
2-0. That's exactly right. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:12 on this Friday, May 1st. We are on the road at Oaklawn for the last weekend of racing. It all comes to close tomorrow. Of course, the Kentucky Derby. Got the Kentucky Oaks today, and they got the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. So, got a lot to break down. What a fun year it's been. Remember, Raj, they started this in December.
I know, dude.
In December.
I know. Time, she sure does fly.
Our first guest, always out of the block from Oaklawn, is Chris Oak. Good, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Chris,
yeah. I'm good.
You're at the finish line.
At the finish line. We're winding down. We still got a lot more to go.
I
mean, 2 days of racing is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But
there's
just think where you start in December. What was the first day in December?
Like 12, 11.
Good Lord.
Keep up with it.
I mean, the football's...
Yeah. You got a truck out here you're wanting to give away. You got
that's
a boat
right.
You got the Bronco.
That's a good-looking...
Yeah.
And the boat. You got the boat and the Bronco,
you got the boat
right?
And the Bronco.
Yeah, we'll dive into all that. Back in the studio, Raj, we've got Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm good. You?
We're good. We have our competing show on the about 3 weeks of swing suites down from
Turf
us. Bo, what is it?
Turf War.
It's Turf War. Yes, it's Bo and Chuck Barrett and Bart, their producer.
We got our own Chuck Barrett.
We do. Last night,
right over there with Bo, who came down to play trivia with his new wife,
and he did it last night. Roger did the check last night, and Bo and they were dying laughing. So it was
that was fun to see them come in and hang out with us.
It was great crowd last night, and got to call the Hogs while we were doing trivia. Actually, I think we just almost got wrapped up by the time.
Almost.
Yeah, they went 2-0, so they get a chance if they win today to win the series again. They are really positioned well to get one of those regional super regionals if they take care of business.
What did I say? Was it 10-40 win season?
Yeah.
6 under?
Yes.
That's
pretty
outstanding.
Well, maybe it's 8 and 6 under. We'll go back and look at that. But
yeah, 6 of them are hers.
Yeah,
for sure,
very impressive. Well, also, too, got a busy show as always. We've got the team from Oaklawn will be making their way by. In addition to that, we'll have Ella McDowell. Should have her, the third baseman for the Razorbacks,
right,
at 8 o'clock. Danny West, we haven't talked to him on Razorback recruiting.
Right.
Heather Baker. We'll jump on with us, and then of course, as I mentioned, all the fine folks from Oaklawn. Yeah, listen, this is we can
finish the lyric. Match
oh
game
yeah, we
and
got we
crap.
We got to play some
we
games today.
Yeah.
Match game, finish the lyric, and factor crap.
Yeah.
But this is a big weekend. You got the Kentucky Oaks today. You got the Kentucky Derby. You got horses from Arkansas that are in the mix.
That's
with
right.
All those.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
Nice flavor, and then you got racing here until obviously tomorrow night too. So
exactly. We got a big race day today. Big race day tomorrow. Again, we're giving away the 4 Bronco Raptors.
Yeah, so people can still qualify.
Yeah,
right?
Let me everyone know about that. So come in, swipe your ID. At the swipe stations today, you'll get double entries. Tomorrow, you'll get a single entry. So be sure and swipe at the swipe station, and we're giving them what we're calling qualifiers after races 2 through 5. So 2 after each race.
Today?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Okay.
So just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
Okay. So 8 qualifiers. We got 8 qualifiers from the casino, 8 qualifiers on the racing side. After race 11 on Saturday, before the Kentucky Derby, we're going to be doing our drawing in the winner's circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is for the vehicle.
Ford Bronco Raptor.
Yeah, it's good looking. And then what about the boat?
The boat's end of the month, so they're going to be earning all month long in May.
Yeah.
End of the month, we'll give away the boat. So we got a car and a boat in May.
Yeah, it's and the weather's supposed to be great, right?
Huh? Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah,
infield's open.
Yeah, you guys have really, we've talked about this the last few times we were over here. The weather's really sort of, you know, y'all had some bumps early like you always
couple
do.
Of bumps,
yeah, but it's been really nice, you know, the last month or two of the season. 661-1037, if you want to be a part of the show. We mentioned also the women for the Razorbacks. The guys play Ole Miss tonight.
Yep.
And apparently Dave Van Horn, the coach for the Ole Miss Rebels, he's had more games against him than any other Bianco, than any other coach that there's been out there. So, so you've got that. You got that situation also too. We've got the best horse names in Kentucky Derby history. Some pretty good ones. I was looking at like Mr. Frisky, 1990. Tabasco Cat, 1994. The Gold Shower, number 10 ranking. I don't know what that means, but that's
7-year old Roger has an idea what it is.
Afternoon delight.
No comment.
So yeah. So anyway,
you know, and here's the deal. And I'll throw in mine. Now we heard from Craig O'Neill, who is extraordinary.
Yes.
In his horses, and he loves the horses. And he said Renegade. He mentioned us Renegade here. Acre, not so much.
Yeah,
so
Acre
far.
Completely said no.
Yesterday,
Frank said maybe.
Frank said 50-50 chance in that number one slot. But as I'm also watching, you know, I do other things. I watch the Bravo Network for some of the reality shows, and I do it because I like it. One of the guys on that show picked Renegade. This is on. Listen, that's who even knew that they were going to have somebody on the Bravo Network talking about one of these Housewives shows?
1986 was the last time that the one position won from where. Yeah,
it's been a while.
So it has happened.
Yeah, it has happened. Hey, it is also the anniversary of maybe the most significant horse here that just really started what now has become a relationship with all the Triple Crown races coming out of Oakland. Smarty Jones.
Smarty Jones
on this day, 2004, won the Kentucky Derby. Went 7-for-7, and of course, remember, got right there to the end for the Triple Crown and didn't get it. But we talked about that. I remember where I was watching this when Smarty, I think, lost at the end. I don't remember the Kentucky Derby win, but that was obviously one of the most famous horses out there. Although it's American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner, that's out there as the statue
that's
goes.
The statue.
Well, maybe you guys can remember. I can't. Maybe Ralph can. If not, Jason and Longinati will. When Smarty Jones came on the scene, I mean, things changed. The trajectory, in my mind, changed a lot for the track and the horses and everything that was going on. It was like a $5 million purse or something that Smarty got.
Oh,
was it because of winning the Rebel, then the Derby, or whatever? Was that right?
Yeah, Charles Sella put up $5 million if you could win.
That was huge.
The Arkansas Derby and then it was.
I mean, and it just keeps climbing.
The other thing, and Christian, you know that we are the NBA station, our show rather, on our station. Did you see the Knicks score last night? So we were doing trivia, Chris, and I looked up. And it was like the first quarter or second. No, I'm sorry, right towards the end of the second quarter. It was like 72-25. And we all looked at everybody started pointing out, like, what?
Right. The Hawks laid down.
Yeah, I mean,
25.
Yeah, they were about 51 at half. At half, and I think they ended up winning by was it
140-89?
Yeah, do the math on that. Yeah, it is the.
It's not the largest defeat in playoff history.
Is it not? It had to be close.
I don't know what the record is, but it's not the largest.
I mean, how embarrassing is that? I mean, you're a professional. Yeah. You get paid millions of dollars. What happened, Chris? Did they just quit?
It was close for about 5 minutes, and then the Knicks had like a 22-3 run, and it just got out of hand after that.
The Knicks
were a better team than the Hawks. Had stole a couple, and they couldn't recover. What's crazy is, despite losing by 51 points, that's not even the most embarrassing loss of the NBA last night.
What was it?
The Nuggets lost to the Wolves, who were down about four players, and the Nuggets were only down one player. And they have, quote-unquote, the best player in the world, quote-unquote, top 10 player of all time.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, and they win the series 4-2, right? Minnesota does. Yeah. So that was the big...
They didn't have Anthony Edwards. They didn't have a lot of their players, and Jokic couldn't get the win.
So you have Philadelphia that the series is tied with Boston 3-3. New York wins a series against obviously Atlanta. Minnesota beat Denver, as you just mentioned. They win the series tonight. You got three matchups that are all 3-2: Detroit at Orlando, Cleveland at Toronto, Lakers at Houston.
So Minnesota's having a great time because of the Minnesota Wild.
That's exactly right. A few other things today. It's National School Principals Day. You know, we'll have our deserving dozen announcement with Malvern and Benton here in the next few days. It's National School Lunch Hero Day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's oddly enough, they're doing both, you know, sort of what we do. They're doing a principal, and they're doing somebody from the cafeteria. Yeah. So if you've got somebody you want us to give a shout out to.
All right, here we go. My favorite school lunch lady was my mom when she made my lunch for me. That's just it. She's on it. I'm putting it on there.
Do you remember your principal's name?
I sure do.
What is
my grade school principal?
Either one. Any of them.
I remember my grade.
I can't remember.
Well, it was Mr. Holt, who was high school. Charles Butler was junior high. And former Secretary of State
Grade school
principal. Did you ever at Goldsdale Elementary.
Were you ever called to the principal's office?
Oh, and at every level.
All three levels.
Absolutely, I was. Go figure.
Today is also National Space Day. It's National Phone and Sick Day, which we don't do very often.
Remember doing that, though? You remember ever calling in sick?
Tommy would always do that.
Yeah, but it would be 5 o'clock in the morning. That's it right there. And he wouldn't call you.
Exactly. It's also National Space Day. It's National No Pants Day. Now, you've got
No Pants
tomorrow,
Day.
World Naked Gardening Day.
Chrissy's
tomorrow is the day.
He's done this.
It'll be a little chilly.
How many years have you done it, Rod?
In the morning.
This may be 10. It's got to be rivaling 10 years, right?
So he actually gets that in his backyard. He's got a
naked
body plant in the right position.
Well, and it's going to be elephant ears, obviously. I'm going to need something really big. Thank you, Ralph, for noticing. You know, and there was one year that you and who's the lady with, forgive me for this, Sports Hall of Fame?
Terry Connor Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. You both looked at one of my 1 year and said, I can see underwear. I can see you wear underwear. And I said two things. Number one, no, I'm not. I never wear underwear. I'm completely naked. And number two, thank you both for looking really hard to see.
Uh-huh. We all look.
No, it's always covered. It's always something. I try to be strategic. Chris, you can FaceTime me. Well, you'll be working.
He's working.
I'll skip that FaceTime. I'll get a picture or something.
We also mentioned you missed Kentucky Oaks, which will be late tonight. Oaks Day. And one of the things we learned this year, we've been coming over here for 25 years. I mentioned when I was emceeing the Sports Hall of Fame, we have been doing shows over here for 25 years, which is really
crazy.
Amazing. But we learned with the things we learned about you, the Cavs. We didn't know that you remember we had a listener somewhere how many times have we been over here this year, Ralph? What would you think?
Six.
Is it happening?
Six or seven.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had a fun time. It's always I think everything's run smoothly. It looks like Chris for the most part.
Going good. Yeah.
Now you just want to have continued success with Arkansas Horses at the Triple Crown races.
Yeah. And we want a big crowd for our last day. We want to make that one of our biggest days. The last day. Forgot to mention, we have a craft beer festival and wine festival in the infield and our state Baggo championship. And I actually looked at the craft beer list. It's a nice list. So if you guys are craft beer lovers, come out. I mean, I was impressed with the list.
That's all going on during?
In the infield Saturday.
Wow. 661-1037. Appreciate all the folks, too, who sent us a 609 message.
Yes.
On our text line. And as you mentioned, too, listen, even though racing is over, Oakland is not.
We got
Rick Springfield tonight, which is now a sellout. You know, and
Sawyer Brown, we just announced that.
Yeah, Roger, I think mentioned that yesterday, and they're good. I would love to go. I have to MC a charity event in Little Rock tonight. I would be here. I know we talked to Bo last night. I think he and his wife are going, and I'll give Rick Springfield credit.
Yes.
What is he, Roger? You got to be in his 70s, right?
Still rocking.
I mean. And he's got that. What are the other songs we mentioned last night? We were trying to think of the last night besides Jesse's Girl. He's got like three of them. Don't Talk to Strangers.
That's another one.
But the girls, I tell you, I'm not sure who loves, most of it's the girls, but then it's James Valentine right after that. It's like girls and then Valentine is a big fan of
him. He becomes a girl.
I mean, he was so big, Chris, that because he was doing the soap opera. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the particular soap opera that he did. Was it General Hospital?
I think it was General Hospital. We were talking about it last night.
Did you watch any soap operas, Baz?
I was a Young and the Restless guy, and I would have to run. We had a class on the furthest part of campus. And I would run to get back to my dorm room like at 11 o'clock just to see that darn. And, of course, half the time it would take 2 weeks to get through one scene. They'd go a little bit and they'd say, you got to go to the next day. But, Young and the Restless was my soap. What about you, Christian?
No, I never got into any soaps. I wonder what the viewership for soaps are these days. It seems like the prime of soap operas is.
It is. Bad. They're almost. It's almost done. I think soaps are pretty much over. There might be one that's still out there, but not many. By the way, somebody said there is a wreck. James and Conway said there is a wreck on 40 East, just past the soybean fields near Mayflower. I-40 is a parking lot. So there you go. That's our info for you today. If you're out there stuck in it, you can just hang out with us. Thanks to everybody, as we mentioned earlier, who sends us the 609 messages. Your Los Angeles has been outstanding this year, Chris.
Yeah,
well done.
That.
Yeah,
you I've are got not, down pat now.
You do. It is. You walk in here, and you'll do double duty. You'll go over there to lower your intellect to get on that show over there. But
So
Christian,
I don't know why he's saying things like that.
We did talk about Christian because Bart Pullman, their producer, good guy, he's 39. He said I'm really good at trivia. And he almost knew every answer.
He sure did.
So immediately I started thinking maybe a producer bowl part two, but instead of doing it within the station, we do it station against station.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
fun. We could do it. Christian, would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, because we could do. Bart said that he would do. I'm probably better even at pop culture, just not sports. But so, and I said, I said Christian could do that too.
Absolutely, that'd be good. Well, I told Bart since we're always here during doing the shows now each year that next year I'd start planning on coming and hanging out on Thursday nights. Since we're all here doing the show the next day to come hang out and do some trivia because Bo and Mrs. Bo showed up as well, so that was cool.
Someone says, "Don't talk to strangers." Is that is this?
That's right,
Rick Springfield.
Yeah,
that's what you said. And need somebody. Is that right? Is it need somebody? Rebecca said there are four soaps left. Actually, three on network television. And one that's streamed on Peacock. I don't know what they are.
The most famous that I remember, because moms watched them during the day. While they were cleaning house or doing whatever, or doing nothing, whatever they wanted to do. But it was All My Children was I think the one that I got hooked on because of that, because some of the characters, because it had some bad guys in it. I'm struggling trying to think. They had it was prostitution, it was drugs, it was right, but every chick woke up with makeup on. They looked they were hot.
Someone says Christian is low on YouTube. Yeah, when you hear that, just let us know and we can try to affect the levels a little bit. We
do have
to
tweak those.
Wow, that's a, someone says, remember Birdstone is a horse that beat Smarty Jones in the Belmont Stakes that stopped him from winning the Triple Crown. Even Birdstone's jockey cried in the post-race conference, press conference, because he was, because he was rooting, because they beat Smarty Jones in the final Triple Crown race, I guess, because the story was there, it was all set up. And I remember, I think there were a lot of people, we can ask Jason too, there were a ton of people here, I think, watching it from, it was a Smarty Jones watch party. 10,000, not just Jessica, not just a little 10,000. We'll take a break. Anything else you want to say, Chris, before you get out of here?
I'm good. Just come to the races. Be here on Saturday. Be here today.
Yeah, I mean,
close it out with us.
Yeah, and again, a chance to win a vehicle tomorrow.
Your chance to win a Ford Bronco Raptor, not just a regular Bronco.
It's a Raptor.
This is the Raptor.
Raptor.
Yeah, it's a whole lot different ball game.
Yeah,
look at the Raptor.
Look at that. Are you going to work out after you do, Bo?
I am.
Look at that guy.
Well, if you see
consistent.
Any of the, you're at Hot Springs. Is that where you go?
Hot Springs Health and Fitness.
If you see any, we had a large contingent, maybe 15, 16. Ladies from the pickleball club at that club
were
here at the Pops Lounge on Wednesday night. They had a great
comedy. I heard about them.
Yeah.
I heard they were fun.
They were
fantastic. Fun group.
Do you have a lot of women follow you around while you work out, just watching you at the health club?
I don't know. I try not to pay
attention. I bet you there are ladies getting there early just to see Chris work out.
Listen, every dudes too. There's nothing wrong with this.
It is what it is.
You see those? I'm getting goosebumps thinking about them cats.
Chris,
he's gone. Chris is gone. Where'd he go?
Chris, great job as always.
Thanks for having
me on. We'll see you this weekend.
Congratulations.
Vice President of Marketing, Chris. So don't go away. We'll visit with Jason Milligan coming up next. 6:30 here in Oakland. Sun's coming up, Raj. Almost time for the horses.
All right.
Now who's this?
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball started their final regular season series of the year at Texas last night and got a win versus the defending champions, beating them 2-0. Today's game will be at 2, while Saturday's game will be at noon. Those two games can be seen on SEC Network Plus. Arkansas baseball starts their 3-game home series against 17th-ranked Ole Miss tonight. First pitch is set for 6. Coverage will be on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. Saturday's game will be at 2 on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. And Sunday's game will also be at 2. It'll be on the regular SEC Network and The Buzz. And the Arkansas Travelers hammered the Wichita Wind Surge last night, beating them 11-3. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage for all Travelers games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Cooler temperatures on the way for today. We'll have highs reaching the mid to upper 60s, kind of similar to Thursday's weather with mostly cloudy skies, but a couple spotty showers can't be ruled out for the southern half of the state. Everyone will dry out, though, by this weekend. Temperatures back in the 70s with plenty of sunshine. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas competing for the coveted Buzzbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Special thanks to Jazz Camper Rental and Arkansas Golf and Power Sports. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Oaklawn is here for when you want non-stop racing and non-stop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your projects. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving
him. Oh, yeah.
I just know it. Yeah,
that's Rick Springfield. Oh, look at the sun coming up, Raj. Look at that. Beautiful. Jesse's girl. Ba-da-da-da. Wow, we seem hot, don't we? I don't know.
Well, you were hot because I switched mics.
Good morning, everybody. 6:35. If you just joined the show, sun's coming up here on the track at Oaklawn. Look at the angle. That's sort of you know, that's not where the last few months the angle of the sun has changed.
Well, it's very cloudy. It's not. It's been a little bit. It's a lot more cloud cover today.
You have overcast.
towards the south, and it's more sunny on the north side. It's a different situation right now.
And I love going out there and filming the horses. They'll come out probably, what time, Jason? 7 o'clock?
Is it 6:50.
6:50, yeah. Jason Milligan joins us, who is the director of racing.
Jason.
I saw him last night at Trivia. Came by.
Yep. Sure did. Thank you.
We had a good night. We celebrated our seasonal team members down in the post parade. Had a little get-together with them and thank them for all their hard work and everything. And, you know, they're the backbone of racing of why we're here, and look forward to next year with
them. Absolutely.
Well, it was fun night last night. If you just joined the show, Razorbacks beat Texas last night 2-0 in softball at Austin. Number 5 Texas. First time we've ever beaten them there.
I would have lost a wager.
Listen, it's a tough play. We were 0-5 against them, and now we're 1-6. And then they've been
1-5.
Yeah. You see, they played 7 games. This is the first one they've won.
Yeah.
And so you get them a chance. Obviously, you get a chance to win the series tonight. Their RPI, we're already the top-ranked team as far as schedule goes, so feeling good about this team. But we may visit with Ella McDowell. I have not heard back from her, but we normally get her at 8:05 on Friday, so hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with her. It's been a good year.
Very good year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, too, you know, you can be here at Oaklawn and be watching the Kentucky Oaks, and then turn around and look at, whether it be here at the main line or there in the sports book, you can watch the Razorbacks Ole Miss game.
Yeah.
They're playing at Fayetteville. You can watch Razorbacks in Austin, too.
So we were watching softball and Roger doing trivia last night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We were watching the blowout of the 50-point lead by New York last night. Yeah, that was crazy.
And if you're going to stay here tomorrow and watch the races here, you can bet on the Derby
today
as well.
Starting today.
You know what? Yeah. Had the guy, you could you start Tuesday? Could it have been, could you have been up?
On Oakland anywhere you could have.
That's what I was telling you, because Brian Morris was doing that at Boudreaux's Trivia Tuesday night.
Yep.
He was on the Oakland Anywhere app betting on the Derby.
What do we need to know about, we talked about Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby, but the day and tomorrow, what do we need to know about racing here?
Well, so gates open today at 11 o'clock, normal race time.
Okay.
Tomorrow, gates will open at 10:30. So Nancy and Matt Scholl will start at 10:45 tomorrow. So obviously, it's a full day. Today you have 12 races here at Oaklawn and 13 at Churchill Downs. Tomorrow there's 13 races at Oaklawn and 14 at Churchill Downs.
So we
have a lot of action packed in these last 2 days. So, you know, come in and have fun and plan on staying for a while.
So I saw today where it was at Steve Asmussen that would be going for his 15th track title here.
Yeah, it's wrapped up. It's already done.
15th year, Raj. It's pretty impressive.
Trophy has been chiseled.
Yeah, wow. 15 years. That's pretty darn good.
So he's going to be the leading owner and the leading trainer. We have a battle for leading jockey still between Ramon Vasquez and Francisco Arrieta. Both of them are at Churchill today, riding in the Kentucky Oaks, but they'll both be back tomorrow.
Now, so that's cool to have him come down the last day, isn't it?
I think Ramon's got a 5-win lead.
Okay.
So.
All right. So does the jockey know that, want to get that trophy and ask for more mounts, or is it already been predetermined?
Well, it's already been predetermined.
Okay. Right,
now, unless, you know, something happens where a jockey isn't feeling good and takes off, then, you know, some mounts may open. But as of right now, the program is printed.
Okay.
So about a full day. I mean, obviously watch horse racing all day. Then you can turn around and watch the Razorbacks in baseball and softball. Then you go watch Rick Springfield.
That's right.
Yeah, now you have to have tickets because
that's
it's
true.
Sold out.
You have to have tickets to get
sold out.
Ralph,
so.
Someone said here, another song, I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. Yeah, I think that's 4.
Well,
one of the great accomplishments of Roger's life is to walk through here at Oaklawn, anywhere, Jason, and see Roger and Rick Springfield on the same marquee.
Yeah, that's right.
And even better, Roger's on top. Roger's on top. Roger, here it is. Yeah, this is a pretty good song here. This dude was hot, soap operas, and a rock star at the same time.
Didn't he have his sleeves up? Him and Don Johnson,
Dr. Drake,
Noah Drake.
It never gets old.
Yeah,
it never gets old.
Who have we? You know, he was an actor Was he an actor before, a musician? I don't know.
I think so.
Because when I think of it, yes, he also appeared on that show.
He was General Hospital before.
And then he became a rock star.
Yeah.
Now, David Cassidy didn't do that. No. I mean, he stayed the pop guy that he was and all that, and then didn't even do much acting after whatever he did. But I can't think of anybody else that really... took off as a singer like that. I don't know if anybody else has done it.
We're visiting with Jason Milligan, and now obviously Renegade is the horse that won the Arkansas Derby.
Yes.
It's the favorite, although it's at the first position, which has not won this race in 40 years. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think. Obviously, it's hard to win there. It's hard to win the Kentucky Derby. Let's don't. It's 20 horses. It's a pinball
right out of the starting
gate. So. And that's a lot because everybody wants to get to the rail, so everybody's thinking he's going to get. But you have to understand, though, he's a horse that's going to be coming from behind anyway.
Sure.
So he doesn't necessarily have to break with the field or on the lead. And I think the two horses to his outside are more of those speed types where he's actually going to have a little bit more room after the initial break
to get a
position. So, like I said, I think he's the best horse. I mean, I think it's... With him, it's going to be the trip because he's going to have to go around probably 17 of them.
Yeah.
Just because of his running style.
Well, it's so funny. At Acre the other day, just when I threw it out there, he's never going to win. He can't win. So it would be so poetic if
well, that's what we want it to be.
Yes.
I am so guilty of immediately going, nope, to a question.
Todd Pletcher had the best line. I don't know if you guys heard it, but he was flying during the draw. And his wife, was on the Wi-Fi, and she's like, post one. And they're like, what'd you do? He said, well, I reached for that bag on the plane to vomit, basically.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I'll say this. I read Ortiz. He's broke from post position one in the Kentucky Derby like 6 times already.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So like I told David Longinati, I said he probably has his initials carved on the inside of that starting stall because he's been in it the most.
Well, we were talking too about the tie-ins with Oakland and the Triple Crown race, especially Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. And we need to play Mystic Dan's call too at some point. Was it 2 years ago? Is it two? Is it right? Was it three?
Three.
Oh my three. God!
Time flies.
Yeah. Goodness, our buddy the Hambys, that was a great story that came out of nowhere. So in addition to Renegade, what are the other Arkansas stories in Churchill Downs?
Well, we only have two starters in the race this year. Unfortunately, Silent Tactic had to scratch.
Right.
That's who I really liked.
Yeah.
That's who I was really focused in on, so I've had to change my strategy. The other one we have is Litmus Test that was well thought of going into the Arkansas Derby.
Right.
During the Arkansas Derby, they took the blinkers off, thinking that would might help the horse relax. He relaxed too much. He really never got into it, so they're putting the blinkers back on for the Kentucky Derby.
I have to put blinkers on Roger sometimes.
All the time.
He will just...
I got to say focus.
You got to focus.
I got to focus.
That's a focus. That's where it is.
It's when he uses the whip on me that I think he likes more than me.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. So
So which post position has never won the Kentucky Derby? Which post position has never won the Kentucky Derby?
Never won. I don't know.
Never won.
I don't know. What is it?
17.
Is that right? You don't want the 17, the dreaded 17.
So
worst spot, post 17 has 0 wins from 46 starts.
Yep.
Most wins, you know what it is?
Which one?
5 or 10.
It's 5. 5 has 10 wins and 10. Has 10 wins. Recent success, post 15. How many horses in this race?
There's always going to be 20 now. Because now they also draw 24 horses, so there's 4 also eligible.
So in case you
get scratches, they're going to do their best to have 20 horses in that starting game.
All right, let's see. It's got most wins since 1930.
So now
10 wins on 5, 10 wins on 10, 8 on 8, 8 on 7. And 1 on 8 is okay.
I got the stat, I think, from David Longinati about how many, since 2000, how many Triple Crown races has Oakland had a horse win place or show. I think it's like in the 20s.
It's like up 25. There.
It's crazy.
It's up there. And the Preakness has been our go-to.
Yeah.
We've had more success in the Preakness than the other two Triple Crown races.
This has just been a great century so far for Oakland. Someone says here, we got to talk about soap operas. Victor Newman is the man. So Victor was the one.
Young and the Restless.
That's right. That was the one. And I guess he's still alive.
Victor Newman. Oh, you know what? Archie and I met him. He came down for a MLK.
Very stoic guy. Yeah. I guess he's still doing it.
Now, there's a lady, and I think she may still be there. I don't know. That may be on there. Her last name is Scott.
Melody Scott. That's his wife.
On the show, yes.
Well,
in the first time I ever saw her, of course, I knew about her character there. She played a young lady on the little trolley in John Wayne's last movie. I remember her being on it. She was just a young. She was young wow. girl on that one. She played a young girl on that one. So that show's still going on, but. All My Children with Erica Kane is done. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Susan Lucci.
It's right.
Jason, congratulations on another year in the belt.
Appreciate you guys.
What a great year.
Thanks,
it's been fun.
Yes, it has.
I think you guys can consider it a success. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we're looking forward to next year.
Great job by you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And just throwing it out there for next year, we start November 27th. Next year.
Wow. So, the earliest
Black Friday.
Ever.
Wow. Day after Thanksgiving.
You start Black Friday?
How about that? Day after Thanksgiving. It's in the program.
Are you still doing the New Year's Day or New Year's Eve that you did last year? And which was the one that...
yes, we were racing New Year's
that
Day.
That Wayne joked about. Who's the guy that came up with that one? Was that New Year's Day?
I can't remember.
We're not racing New Year's Eve this year.
You are not? Okay.
No,
okay.
We are New Year's Day.
All right. So, Roger, it's 6:47, right. So they should be out there in about 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, 3 minutes.
We'll come back and visit with Nancy Holtis as well. Live here from Oakland, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Jason, congratulations.
Thank you,
Jason.
Appreciate you everything.
Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
It's the Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show Saturday morning at the Conway Expo Hall. Car registration starts at 7 a.m. Car clubs, please arrive early and together. Spectators, it's free to get in, plus you have a chance to win up to $1,500 in door prizes.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
This is Roger Scott for FanDuel, powered by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. FanDuel is serving up a happy hour every day during the playoffs. We're talking special drops you will not want to miss, from profit boosts to bonus bets, just about anything you can think of. And the best part? It's rain or shine 24/7 every single day. So, whether you're betting the early game or gearing up for primetime, make sure you open the FanDuel app powered by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort and see what's waiting for you today. As soon as you can, head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Trey Reed from the Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumel, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 6:52. Yeah, we'll play a little the Mystic Dan call I was trying to think the Smarty Jones call. It'd be cool to find that one. Of course, your American Pharoah would be good fun to find that one.
Why not?
Let's go to Nancy Holtis, who is on the tie line. She's become very skilled in being able to jump on with
this morning. Is she here?
Delicious, yes. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. I will never live that turkey call down as long as I live.
Thank you for the gift. Okay, now we've got a major feedback here.
Major feedback.
Thank you, Christian. Close down blade 2.
Christian, can you punch a button?
I think Nancy's still there anymore. Oh.
Yeah, we bragged on her and boom.
Well, and she's to the. While we're waiting on her, we'll go over some of these names. Baz, I'm looking at some of these names. The horses that everybody, great chance that a majority of people heard of. The last one that won in the pro, in the number one position, Ferdinand. There was Citation in 1948, and War Admiral in 1937. Those are the only three, and that was all in a post position one. Just going over some of these names. You've got
some
names.
This is a list of the best horses. I mentioned earlier, Mr. Frisky, 1990, Tabasco Cat, 94, Mucho Macho Man, 2011, Ocho. Wasn't there a recent one that was like that we play as a clip? Exactly. And then there was That's What I'm Talking About. That's one name. Sir B-Bum, Corn Off the Cob. These are all Kentucky Derby names. So anyway, do we have Nancy back?
Doesn't look like it. I can just call her.
Yeah, just call her if you can real quick, and we'll get her on there. I don't know what happened there. Today's also National School Principals Day and National School Lunch Hero Day. All you folks out there who go to schools that work in the cafeteria and that are principals, hats off to you. It's your day today. If kids, when you're going to school today, thank the lunch lady.
Absolutely.
Are they still wearing the nets? They still wearing the hair nets?
You have to, don't you?
I would imagine the hair nets are a lot better than what they used to be. You know, I don't think when
more
we were young.
Fashionable or what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You don't think they wore them?
No, I don't think we wore gloves back in that day. I don't think we didn't care about any stinking gloves. We knew your hands were clean.
I want to say I remember going to the dentist, and I don't know if it was COVID or something else, when dentists started wearing gloves. I don't even know. Have they always worn gloves? I can't remember.
When we were there, by the way, we forgot about Arkansas tennis. You got the NCAA tennis match today. Christian, we got to find out the details on that. Did we get Nancy back?
He's calling.
Putting her on right now.
Okay. The Arkansas, thank you from the 501. The tennis program plays, was it somebody from the Ivy League? Who was it? Cornell?
Cornell, I believe.
Yeah, Cornell, yeah. How about that? We got to root
Nancy's
them on.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Nancy, sorry about that. Whatever happened, it just, we were bragging on you and it went to crap all very quickly. Sorry.
Well, that's what you get for bragging on me.
Yeah, I know. What do we need to know, Nancy, about the next 2 days of racing here that the folks about here in Arkansas need to know? Obviously, Renegade, we're pulling for Renegade to do well, but what about here at Oakland?
Well, here at Oakland, you know, we had stakes races yesterday. We've got stakes races today and tomorrow, and definitely do not miss Saturday. We're actually going to start a little bit earlier. Doors are going to open at 10:30 with a first post of 12:15. We've got 13 races. All the action is not only going to be on the track, but in the infield as well. We've got a Bago tournament. We've got Wine Place and Show Wine Festival, a craft beer festival. And we are going to close out our amazing season with a big bang. And also one of my favorite traditions at Oaklawn, the Trails End.
That's the last race of the season?
It's the last race of the season. It's 1.75 miles, so the horses go around more than once. And when the riders go out to the track and meet their escort ponies, they all line up down in front of the track and address the grandstand, and
cool.
Our bugler plays Auld Lang Syne. It is such a beautiful moment and one of the best traditions in racing.
Roger, I was going to say, you know what song comes to mind that you think that they should do when the horses come out there and face the stand? What song should be is the natural fit for us that we were thinking? Happy trails to you.
That's right.
Until we meet again. Didn't it was sung
next
by
year's November 27th.
Yeah, hard to believe that you guys crank this thing back up in November next year, Nancy.
Black Friday.
I know, the day after Thanksgiving is a good way to spend Black Friday, and it's just that much sooner that we can get back to the action. So yeah, really looking forward to that.
What about Dawn at Oaklawn tomorrow? Are you done, or do you have one more to go?
Yeah, I wrapped up the season last Saturday.
Okay.
We had a phenomenal season. Some of the greatest speakers. I got the opportunity to honor the great Dwayne Lucas. And it was a really, really good year this year. So definitely looking forward to next year.
Well, Nancy, it's been a blast. Congratulations on a great season. A job well done. Of course, got two more days today and tomorrow to go, but it's been fun. As always, you guys have done a great job.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next season.
Awesome.
Thank you,
awesome. Hi, that's Nancy Holtis. Coming up next, we got Zach Gillum. We'll find out what our odds are in tennis. I wonder if there are any betting odds on tennis. Thank you. I'm getting ready to go out and film the horses, one of my favorite things to do.
Yep.
Sun's coming up here at Oaklawn. It's absolutely gorgeous. Glad you're with us. It's 7 o'clock here at Oaklawn.
Smell that? That's the smell of men being men.
I think I'm ready.
On 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Roger Scott, here to talk to you once again about Sanders Ground Essentials. You know, I've had the fellas, Kent and Kyle Sanders, treating my lawn for years now. So here's my tip for you, and you can thank me later if you like. If you live anywhere in the Central Arkansas area, now would be the time for you to have them come out to your house as well. Whether it's to help you have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood so that you can be